Welcome to Tarat Imecha Nach Yomi with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Pamela Rufka Simonson, and today we will be studying Yehoshua Perek Gimel, Chapter 3. The Jewish people has been preparing to start their journey to the land promised to their forefathers, and they now receive direction as to how they will cross the Yarden. The instructions are not only practical, but also enlightening regarding the proper perspective for a people being granted divine entry into a holy land. Reading from Pasuk Aleph, verse 1, Vayashkem Yehoshua babayker, and Yehoshua got up early in the morning. Vayisu mehashitim vayavoyu ad hayarden, hu v'chol b'nei Yisrael, and they moved from Shittim and came to the Yarden, he and all the people of Yisrael. Vayolinu sham tarim yo'avoyru, and they lodged, they stayed overnight there before they crossed over the Yarden. Verse 2. And it was at the end of 3 days that the officers went through the midst of the camp. This was at the end of the 3 days of preparation Yehoshua had commanded in Perek Aleph. Verse 3. And they commanded the people, saying, Kiroischem es arayn bres Hashem elokeichem, v'hakoyhanim halevim naisim oisoi. When you see the ark of the covenant of Hashem your God and the priests, the Levim, carrying it, v'atem tisu mimkoimchem, v'halachtem acharov, then you shall move from your place and go after it. Follow the arayn. Rashi draws on a difference in procedure here from previous journeys. All the time that Moshe was alive, the pillar of cloud would be in front of the people and show them the way, and the Ark of the Covenant would travel behind two divisions in amongst the people. Now, the Ark was going to travel at the front, ahead of the people, and they would follow it. The Aron HaBris, Ark of the Covenant, contained the Luchos, the tablets inscribed with the commandments. So the Aron represents Torah. The people would have to follow the Aron in a physical sense on their route, metaphorically teaching them to follow the ways of Torah in all their future endeavors, as brought by the commentary Mincha Katana. Given that the move into Eretz Yisrael would mean a transition from an existence reliant on miracles, which the Bnei Yisrael had experienced whilst journeying through the desert, to living in a less spiritual environment where they would have to work hard to raise the physical to its spiritual potential, the positioning of the Aron at the head of the procession bore significance. As they enter into a life more tangibly in the realm of nature, as explained in Likutei Sichos, the message of the Aron, which was associated with miracles, spirituality, but was built from physical materials, would be poignant. The people would now have to work the land for food rather than receiving man from heaven, for example. And when their existence would be more physical, the reminder is to recognize its spiritual underpinning, that Hashem is still running the show. His involvement, though less obvious, is still constant. Remember to cling to spirituality, even in a lifestyle more mundane. Continuing from the officer's instruction to the people to follow after the Aron, they warn them in Pasuk 4 that they must keep at a distance of 2,000 cubits from it, out of respect for Hashem, says Rashi, and in order to enable everyone to be able to view the Aron, teaches Ralbag. Yehoshua then speaks directly to the people on the third day regarding the crossing of the Yarden, saying, Hiskadoshu, sanctify yourselves. Prepare yourselves, purify yourselves. Ki machar ya'aseh Hashem b'kirbachem nifla'ois. Because tomorrow, Hashem will do wonders among you. On the day for crossing, Yehoshua directs the Kohanim, the priests, to carry the Aron HaBris and pass before the people, and the Kohanim follow his guidelines. Hashem addresses Yehoshua encouragingly in verse 7, saying, Hayoim hazeh ochil Gadelcha b'enei kol Yisrael, asher yedun ki ka'asher hayisi im Moshe, eheye imach. This day, I will begin to make you great in the eyes of all Yisrael, that they may know that as I was with Moshe, so will I be with you. Hashem split the Yamsuf, the Sea of Reeds, before Moshe, and he will split the waters of the Yarden before Yehoshua. Radak explains that the similarity in miracle will cause the people to know that Hashem is with Yahushua as he was with their previous leader, Moshe. Malbim points out that there was not a practical requirement for the waters of the Yarden to split in order for Bnei Israel to cross. It was not such a large body of water. The spies had crossed it without a miracle. Hashem was going to show that the wonders were not occurring through the Bnei Israel, rather that the waters would change only because of the Aron and Yahushua. And so through this, the people would know of the greatness of Yahushua's merit. In verse 8, Hashem continues to Yahushua. Va'ata tzaveh es ha-kohanim, noisei Aron ha-bris, lemar. Kavayachem ad katzei me-ha-yardein, ba-yardein ta'amoidu. And you shall command the priests that bear the Ark of the Covenant, saying, when you come to the edge of the waters of the Yarden, you shall stand still in the Yarden. That is, until all the people have crossed over, notes Rashi. Yahushua now invites the people to come close, to draw near. In verse 9, Vayomer Yahushua el Bnei Yisrael, Gushu heino, Vashimu es divrei Hashem Elokeichem. Yahushua said to the Bnei Yisrael, come here, and hear the words of Hashem your God. According to Rashi, based on Midrash, miraculously, as the people drew near, they all came between the poles of the Aron. The physical dimensions of this space would not ordinarily have been large enough to hold them all, and at this moment, supernatural intervention made it possible for the people to all fit into this limited space. Insights from the Mishpat Sois Zohar on this miracle draw on a message of the importance of oneness amongst the people. The symbolism of all the people being narrowed into this one place is that the Jewish people received Eretz Yisrael in the merit of them being like one body, one soul. At Matan Torah, similarly, the Jewish people is described as camping opposite the mountain in the singular. Vayichan Shom Yisrael Neged Ha'har, Israel encamped there opposite the mountain, which Chazal explain points to them being like one person with one heart, because the Torah was not given to individuals within the people of Yisrael, but to a whole united people. Unity is a prerequisite for receiving Torah, and the seed of Avraham, Yitzchak and Yaakov are given the gift of Eretz Yisrael specifically in this way, all together in this space between the poles of the Aron, as an allusion to the special power of a united people. Yahushua says, verse 10, Bezois teidun, by this you shall know, this being that they see the miracle of them all being confined in that space, according to Rashi, Ki kel chai bekir bechem, that the living God is in your midst. V'hayreish yoyresh mipneichem, and he will certainly drive out from before you. Then he lists the foreign nations, Es ha-Kana'ani, Ve'es ha-Chiti, Ve'es ha-Chivi, Ve'es ha-Parizi, Ve'es ha-Girgoshi, Ve'ha-Emayri, Ve'ha-Yavusi. Hashem is among you, among the people. The Bnei Israel are about to enter the land, which is extremely special, but they are going to have to drive out other nations. The affirmation that Hashem is among them is a reassurance, and it gives perspective. The Mincha Katana notes that this assurance of Hashem being with them is the start itself to their driving out the nations, because the nations won't be able to stand up against Bnei Yisrael because of their being accompanied by Hashem. It is as if they have already been given over into the hands of the Bnei Yisrael before the conquering has even started. Perhaps here, in addition to the confidence being imparted, is a reminder to acknowledge Hashem in every success. People are successful only because Hashem grants them that gift. As we move into a less spiritual reality, we need to remember to gaze heavenward, recognizing the Creator of the world in all our triumphs. Yahushua continues, verse 11, Hine Aron HaBris, Adain Kol HaAretz, Iver Lifneichem BaYardein. Behold, the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord of all the earth is crossing ahead of you in the Yarden. He then tells them that one representative of each of the 12 tribes should be selected, and explains that when the soles of the feet of the Kohanim carrying the Ark are resting in the Yarden, Mei ha-Yardin yikarisun. The waters of the Yardin shall be cut off. Hamayim ha-Yardim milmala v'yo'amdu neid echod. The waters that come down from above shall stand in one heap. The water that is flowing downstream from above will not flow down any further once they get to a certain place. Rather, as Rashi explains, they will be gathered and be heaped up and ascend to be stacked up. And now the Pasukim delineate the event itself happening. Verse 14, Vayihi ben Soya ha'am me'ohalehem la'avar es ha'yardin v'ha'koyhanim noisei ha'aron ha'bris lifnei ha'am. And it was, when the people moved from their tents to cross the Yardin and the priests bearing the Ark of the Covenant were before the people, verse 15, Uchavoy noisei ha'aron ad ha'yardin v'ragle ha'koyhanim noisei ha'aron nitbelu b'ktzei ha'mayim v'ha'yardin male al kol g'doysov kol yamei kotzir. And when the bearers of the Ark came to the Yardin, and the feet of the priests that bore the ark were dipped in the edge of the water, and the Yardin overflows all its banks all the time of harvest. This was taking place in the month of Nisan, which Rashi notes as the harvest season. And here we read in verse 16 of the manifestation of the miracle that Yahushua had described, Vayamdu hamayim hayardim milamala kamu neit echod harchik ma'id me'odam ha'ir asher mitzad tzorson. And the waters which came down from above stood and rose up in one column, very far from Adam, the city which is beside Tzarsan. Rashi clarifies that the waters stood up. They were cut off very far from where the people were standing. V'hayodim al hayom ha'arava yom ha'melech, yom Hamelach, Tamu Nechrasu, Vaha'am Avru Negadi Richoi. And those that descended to the sea of the plain, the salt sea, the Dead Sea, were completely cut off, and the people passed over opposite Yerichoi. Posuk 17. Vayoamdu Hakaihanim, Noise Ha'aron Bris Hashem, Becharava Besoicha Yardin Hachin. And the priests that bore the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord stood firm, arranged on the dry land in the midst of the Yardin. V'chol Yisrael, Ivrim Becharava ad asher tamu kol hagoy la'avar es hayardin. And all Yisrael passed over on dry ground until the whole nation had completely passed over the Yardin. Rashi clarifies that as long as they stood, the upper waters didn't flow downstream, and during this time, all the people crossed on dry land. There is an emphasis in the Pasukim on the movement of water against its nature. Water naturally flows from above to below, and here in the Pasukim, water is moving upwards. The Mishpatzos Zohar suggests an extrapolation from this to inform our service of Hashem. Water represents the foundation of desire. People have implanted in them the desire for physical things, and the task is to direct one's desire upwards towards love of Hashem and spirituality. We need to try to overcome our desires for sin and make our desire be the fulfillment of Hashem's will and doing good. Thank you for studying together. Leloi Nishmas, Frida Bas Moshe Eliyahu.